Now, I'm very happy to introduce our Palestinian speaker, who is Rajab Omar, who came over to the UK for the One State conference that took place last weekend at SOAS. Is she here?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Over to you, Rajab.
Marhaba is a hello. Salaam alaikum is peace be upon you, which is a religious thing. So marhaba and salaam alaikum and hello to everyone. I am I am Rajab Omari, not Omar.
Sorry.
Okay, Zabi Omari, so my parents will not be upset also. You know, women has no family name, have no family name. My father's family name is Zabi. My husband's family name is Omari, and I am Raja. I am a political activist from several sides, you can take it. I am from Natrincom. Natrincom is waiting for you. We say that to the refugees, Palestinian refugees, who were expelled during the ethnic cleansing in Palestine that Sabi has already mentioned. So I am active in this movement, Natrincom, a call for return of the refugees in Palestine 48. I'm also active in a popular movement for abstention, boycotting the elections for the Zionist parliament, Israeli parliament. Lately, there is a new group joining together, several movements and political bodies and personalities promoting the idea of one democratic secular state in Palestine as a resolution to the conflict, which is called the conference, the Palestine 48 conference for right of return and the one democratic secular state in Palestine. And last, I am the co-editor of Ajras Al-Awda, Ajras Al-Awda Bells of Return, which is a website for promoting the both issues, right of return and the democratic solution for the Palestine, for the Palestine question. That's enough to be active in for in this one. In those 10 minutes that I have, maybe I want to start with a question for you. When we say, when anybody says Palestinians, how much of you would think of Palestinians who are not in the West Bank and Gaza Strip? So yeah, Palestinians are connected for you with Palestine, the whole Palestine, and not only for this. In the news, you know, Palestine is West Bank and Gaza Strip all the time, and this is part of the fraction of the Palestinian question, of the Palestinian identity, of the Palestinian cause, of the Palestinian faith. And this is what we are resisting in those movements, in those frames, political frames. Why is that? Why do we insist that the two-state solution is not the good solution, not even, you know, not for the Palestinians and in their three sections, refugees, Palestinians under Israeli rule, and Palestinians in West Bank and Gaza? It is only not a good solution for the Jews in Palestine. We think that though the Jews in Palestine are colonialists, are sons of colonialists, grandsons of colonialists, we believe that those who have connected their faith in the soil of Palestine, on the land of Palestine, are part of the Palestinian question. From this side, we see them as part of the Palestinian history, because we will never quit history. And when you say the Palestinian people is a live people, We are talking about people who are insisting to be part of the history movement and to take part in history, so that we reject being part of the Zionist movement and the Zionist history and find solutions to our problems in the frame that Zionism imposes upon Palestinian leaders, and they very willingly accept because it fits their interests. They're only their interests. Also, in Palestine 48, we have this problem, the huge gap between the leadership in Palestine 48, the Arab Palestinian leadership, and the people. Not Rincon was established on April this year, on the return day, we call it, because of this gap, because of the silenced voice of the people. And I wish those 10 minutes will be enough, but at least I would like you to know that most of the people in Palestine 48, most Palestinians, will never quit or give up the right of return for every refugee. But Palestinian leaders has already, whenever they accepted the two-state solution, which is according to the 181 resolution, which is talking about a Jewish state and an Arab state, they have already quit and give up the right of return for the refugees. Since then, since the Madrid conference, 1991, our political leaders in Palestine 48 declared that Palestinians under Israeli rule, which is my concept, my term, not theirs, that Palestinians in Israel accept whatever the Palestinian leadership accepts, even if they were the victims. Now, the victims here is not the exact word, because they mean that we, the Palestinians in Israel, willingly sacrifice our Palestinianity for the sake of our brothers, the Palestinians, who will establish their state independent state beside Israel. But I wish to convince you all, but I don't have the time, and I will not go to the 181 resolution. Go start reading it and find there that there was no talking about two states, even in 181. There was a talking about one capital, one economic system, one monetary system, one economic council, which is compound of 9 members, 3 of them Jews, 3 of them Arabs, and 3 are foreigners, with resolutions taken by majority. Sanctions also were there already in 181 resolution. Holding money from whoever state of the two in Palestine that offends the terms of 181, sanctions and holding money all was already there in 181 resolution. So, we have the majority of people who are still longing even. It's not a shame to say that. We long to meet our brothers, our sisters, our relatives, our people on the land of Palestine. The only political movement in Palestine, and maybe the only Palestinian movement that stood and hold the program of one democratic secular state as a resolution for the conflict was Abna el Balad. Abna el Balad political movement was always prosecuted. The leadership is in the prison right now. Two of them were sentenced to 10 and a half years, and the other was for 4 years and something. Lately, the idea of the one-state solution is gaining some ايش بيقولوا بعض ال في هون ناس بيحكوا عربي ايه حلو علينا the idea of the one state solution is gaining some acceptance. That was the word acceptance among Palestinians, because they have already seen the facts on the ground. I would say people should think of it not as a result of the facts on the ground, whether they enable a viable Palestinian state or not, because we knew it all along the way that it doesn't. But we need to think of it in ethical as Gilad. As Gilad had said. And I want to talk about this very threat of the ethical destruction of people in Palestine, whether Jews or Arabs. When we talk to people and they believe in their hearts that refugees must return, it is their right to return. But this opinion is not presented, is not allowed to become popular or, you know, even verbalized, not in the press, not in any media. Because the media now, for 20 years, more than 20 years, is all recruited to promote the two-state solution. The issues of refugees vanished, disappeared from being dealt in the media. So Natrincom came really to be, like I said in the conference, to be the microphone to enlarge the voice of the people. Because if we are talking about an ethical solution, a democratic solution, which concentrates upon the rights of people, then it's the right for the people to express their opinions. The tragedy is that reality is so powerful that people are beginning to think that maybe reality has its legitimation, maybe. And they become very weakened from inside. We know that they believe and they will never quit the right of return. But it takes us hours to convince people just to raise their voice in a conversation and express their rejection to reality. That means we are beginning a resistance attitude. We know it will be, I would not say it will be difficult, but I would say we know we will have a lot of work to do with people for bridging this gap between the beliefs of the people and the acts of the people. People are now actless. And as I said in the conference, and this is very painful to sit in front of TVs, to listen to the news, to cry and to curse Arab leaders and Zionism. This is not a lively cause for the Palestinian people. The cause must be out and verbalized by the people. Democrats still talk about participation of the people in putting programs for their lives, for their even the individual, not only the people. So this is our concern today, to remind the world that the Palestinian issue and the Palestinian question is the question of all the Palestinians. The distinction between Palestinians and 48 as citizens of Israel as being maybe even the less suffering group among the Palestinians is a little misleading because we are going under a fascist regime in Israel. The institution itself, the society, yani such Zionism cannot produce another society. It is like determinism. We are going today seeing graffiti all over in Israel. Transfer for the Arabs, death for the Arabs, and I will not talk about the Poles because anybody of you can get those the information about those Poles in the internet. There is a deterioration. I will not mention I will not go very widely to the demolition of houses, to the expulsion of Arabs, Bedouins in the Negev. Zionist colonialism is going back today in the Negev to the concepts of colonizing white colonization, because rich Jews are handling the Negev desert as private farms for them. They are dividing the profits now, and it goes like that. يعني جو إيش بيسموه تهويد Judaization of the Palestinian areas, like in the Galilee. People are aware today, very worried about the cantonization of Palestinian areas in West Bank, for instance. But this program is not a new one. Cantonization of the Palestinian territories in Palestine 48 has begun years ago in Galilee, splitting the areas with intensity of Palestinian...
Judification. Of Galilee.
Yehuda
Galil. Yehuda Galil in Hebrew, Judification.
Of course, in Hebrew we learn like that, we know it.
No, this is
Yehuda Galil. Tahuid. Tahuid al Jalil, Tahuid al Naqab, Tahuid al Jude. Say it again, please, Gilad.
Judification.
Judification. Yeah. Palestinians in 48. In the triangle area, are today enclosed between the wall and the road number 6, which is a huge highway from the south to the north, part of the road of the maps, for the Middle East order. Okay? I'm run. Okay.
Sorry.
طيب أجراس العودة, our website for one democratic state and for the right of the refugees, is a new project for us. We managed to compound an editorial of Palestinians from all over the world, and we are presenting now. We are in the very beginning. We try to present the idea of the one-state solution by publishing articles and studies, by translating many important material in Hebrew, like the debate that was between Ilan Pape and Uri Avneri on May. We have translated to Arabic. We want to present the option, no matter what are the references. Natrinko, Abna el Balad, the abstention movement. We believe that imperialism and Zionism are the same. We believe that there is no Palestinian-Israeli conflict. There is an Arab-Zionist conflict, which is a global issue, part of yani our conflict should be part of the global resistance of the imperialist project. Halas, finito?
Yes. Sorry.
So remember, please, the Palestinian people, the Palestinian cause, the Palestinian identity, the Palestinian future is only one and can only be on the land of Palestine. We accept the Jews, even that they are colonialists. More than that.
Thank you very much.